Well, good morning and happy Lord's Day. It is December 4th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to continue pressing on through 2 Chronicles chapters 3 and 4, 1 John chapter 3, Nahum chapter 2, and Luke chapter 18. So let's get in the Word today. 2 Chronicles chapters 3 and 4 this morning. Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem in Mount Moriah, where the Lord appeared unto David his father in the place that David had prepared in the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite. And he began to build in the second day of the second month in the 14th year of his reign. Now these are the things wherein Solomon was instructed for the building of the house of God. The length by cubit after the first measure was 80 cubits, and the breadth 20 cubits, and the porch that was in the front of the house, the length of it was according to the breadth of the house 20 cubits, and the height was 120, and he overlaid it within with pure gold, and the greater house he sealed with fir tree, which he overlaid with fine gold, and he set thereon palm trees and chains, and he garnished the house with precious stones for beauty, and the gold was gold of Pavarim, and he overlaid also the house, the beams, the posts, and the walls thereof, and the doors thereof with gold, engraved cherubim on the walls. And he made the most holy house, and the length whereof was according to the breadth of the house 20 cubits, and the breadth thereof 20 cubits. And he overlaid it with fine gold, amounting to 600 talents. And the weight of the nails was 50 shekels of gold, and he overlaid the upper chambers with gold. And in the most holy house he made 2 cherubim of image work, and overlaid them with gold. And the wings of the cherubim were 20 cubits long. One wing of the one cherub was 5 cubits, reaching to the wall of the house. And the other wing was likewise 5 cubits, reaching to the wing of the other cherub. And one wing of the other cherub was 5 cubits, reaching to the wall of the house. And the other wing was 5 cubits also, joining to the wing of the other cherub. The wings of these cherubim spread themselves forth 20 cubits, and they stood on their feet, and their faces were inward. And he made the veil of the blue and purple and crimson and fine linen, and wrought cherubim thereon. And also he made before the house 2 pillars of 30 and 5 cubits high, and the chapiter was on the top of each of them was 5 cubits. And he made chains as in the oracle, and put them on the heads of the pillars, and made 100 pomegranates, and put them on the chains. And he reared up the pillars before the temple on the right hand, and the other on the left, and called the name of that on the right hand Jachin, and the name on the left Boaz. Chapter 4. Moreover, he made an altar of brass 20 cubits, the length thereof, and 20 cubits, the breadth thereof, and 10 cubits, the height thereof. And he made a molten sea of 10 cubits from brim to brim, round in compass, and 5 cubits the height thereof, and a line of 30 cubits did compass it round about. And under it was the similitude of oxen, which did compass it round about, 10 in a cubit, compassing the sea round about. 2 rows of oxen were cast when it was cast. It stood upon 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, and 3 looking toward the west, and 3 looking towards the south, and 3 looking towards the east. And the sea was set above upon them, and all the hinder parts were inward, and the thickness of it was 1 handbreadth, and a brim of it like the work of the brim of a cup, with flowers and lilies, and it received and held 3,000 baths. And he made also 10 lavers, and put 5 on the right hand and 5 on the left to wash in them. Such things as they were offered for the burnt offering they washed in them, but the sea was for the priest to wash in. And he made 10 candlesticks of gold according to their form, and set them in the temple, 5 on the right hand and 5 on the left. And he made also 10 tables, and placed them in the temple, 5 on the right hand and 5 on the left. And he made 100 basins of gold. Furthermore, he made the court of the priests, and the great court, and the door of the court, and overlaid the doors of them with brass. And then he set the sea on the right-hand side, on the east end, over against the south. And Huram made the pots, and the shovels, and the basins. And Huram finished the work that he was to make for King Solomon for the house of God, to wit, the 2 pillars, and the pommels, and the chapiteres, which were on the top of the 2 pillars, and the 2 wreaths to cover the 2 pommels on the chapiteres, which were on the top of the pillars, and 400 pomegranates on the 2 wreaths, 2 rows of pomegranates on each wreath, to cover the 2 pommels of the chapiteres, which were upon the pillars. And he made also bases and lavers, which he made upon the bases, 1 sea and 12 oxen under it, pots also, and the shovels, and the flesh hooks, and all their instruments did Huram, his father make to King Solomon for the house of the Lord of bright brass. In the plain of Jordan did the king cast them in the clay ground between Succoth and Zeradatha. And thus Solomon made all these vessels in great abundance, for the weight of the brass could not be found out. And Solomon made all the vessels that were for the house of God, the molten altar also, the tables whereon the shewbread was set, moreover the candlesticks which with their lamps, and that they could burn after the manner before the oracle, of pure gold, and the flowers, and the lamps, and the tongs made he of gold, and that perfect gold, and the snuffers, and the basins, and the spoons, and the censers of pure gold, and the entry of the house, the inner doors thereof, for the most holy place, and the doors of the house of the temple were of gold. That was 2 Chronicles chapters 3 and 4. Let's move on over to our next reading today, 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3 today. 1 John chapter 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. And therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Behold, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. And whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifest to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. And whosoever abideth in him sinneth not, and whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither hath known him. Little children, let no man deceive you, that he that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. And in this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. And whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. And he that loveth not his brother abideth in death, and whosoever hateth his brother is no murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. And whereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's goods, and seeth his brothers have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion for him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love the world, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of the Son of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandment dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. That was 1 John chapter 3. Let's move on over to our next reading today. Nahum, the book of Nahum chapter 2. Nahum chapter 2. He that dasheth in pieces cometh up before thy face. Keep the munition, watch the way, make thy loins strong, fortify thy power mightily. For the Lord hath turned away the excellency of Jacob, as the excellency of Israel. For the emptiers have emptied them out, and marred their vine branches. The shield of the mighty men is made red, and valiant men are in scarlet. Chariots shall be flaming torches in the day of his preparation, and the fir trees shall be terribly shaken. Chariots shall rage in the streets, and they shall jostle one against another in the broad ways. They shall seem like torches, they shall run like the lightnings. And he shall recount his worthies, and they shall stumble in their walk, and they shall make haste to the wall thereof, and the defense shall be prepared. The gates of the river shall be opened, and the palace shall be dissolved. And Huzab shall be led away captive, and she shall be brought up, and her maids shall lead her, as with the voice of doves tabbering upon their breasts. But Nineveh is of old, like a pool of water, and yet they shall flee away. Stand, stand, shall they cry, but none shall look back. And take ye the spoil of silver, take the spoil of gold, and there is none end of the store, and glory out of the pleasant furniture. She is empty and void, and waste. and the heart melteth, and the knees smite together, and much pain is in all loins, and the faces of them all gather blackness. Where is the dwelling of the lions, and the feeding place of the young lions, where the lion, even the old lion, walked, and the lion's whelps, and none made them afraid? The lion did tear in pieces enough of his whelps, and strangled for his lionesses, and filled his holes with prey, and his dens with ravine. Behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will burn her chariots in the smoke, and the sword shall devour thy young lions, and I will cut off thy prey from the earth, and the voice of thy messengers shall no more be heard. That was Nahum chapter 2. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18 this morning. Luke chapter 18. And he spake a parable unto them, and to this end, that men ought always to pray, and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? And he spake the parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, and one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus within himself, God, I thank thee that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, and adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much his eyes unto heaven, but smote his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. And they brought unto him also infants, that he should touch them. But his disciples saw it, and they rebuked them. But Jesus called unto them, and said, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good, save one, and that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, all these I have kept from my youth up. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they that heard it said, who then can be saved? And he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. And then Peter said, lo, we have left all and followed thee. And he said unto them, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or parents or brethren or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come life everlasting. And then he took unto him the 12 and said unto them, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and spitefully entreated, and spitted on. And they shall scourge him, and put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again. And they understood none of these things, and this saying was hid from them, neither knew they the things which were spoken. And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And he told them, and they told him, that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked, saying, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight, thy faith hath made thee saved. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Well, amen. That was our reading today for the Lord's Day, December 4th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. Just as a reminder, as I usually do on Sunday, we have Sunday school that begins at 9:15 for all ages. Really encourage you all to come on out to that. Bring somebody out. We have our regular worship service at 10:30, and then tonight we have our first Sunday fellowship. That will take place at 5:30 over in the Family Center. We're just going to have a time of cookies and fellowship and light snacks and some time of singing and testimonies. It's just going to be a good time together. And so I really encourage you to come on out, bring the kids. It's a good opportunity for them. We're going to try and wrap things up within at least the official part of it within an hour, but then we can stay as long as we want and fellowship and so that's kind of the whole point of tonight. But so come on out to that. But anyways, thank you all so much. One more reminder that today is Communion Sunday, and so again, you can prepare your hearts for that if you want to. If you haven't done so, you can go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and read through that and prepare your hearts as we partake of the Lord's table this morning. But that said, let's open our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us and your grace. Lord, I do pray that you would just be gracious to us today. Lord, we thank you so much that, like the blind man that we read about, God, that we were too blind spiritually, and now we see you. And Lord, your amazing grace has done that for us, and we're so thankful. And so, give us today all that we need. Give us strength and give us fortitude. Lord, I pray that today would be the day of salvation for some, Lord. I pray, God, that it would be the day of renewal for Christians, Lord, the day of renewal for perhaps someone who is backslidden or somebody who really just needs to commit to following you, Lord, with their whole heart. Lord, may today not just be another Sunday. Lord, I pray for that. But give us a good day in you, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. See you later, guys. Bye now.